Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the ninth episode in this podcast reading series. The trial of Judgment Day continues. I will be reading the text of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 652 through 654 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlotionpubs.com. That's right, it's a free PDF. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. There has never been another God in all of the universe. There will only be one God forever and ever. No truth shall be in any proposition or prophecy that claims God is ever a man or more than one. The angel of peace nears the end of his opening statement, but the final point will be strongly made. The plea for mercy will be the only plea possible because the guilt of the fallen is truly undeniable.
Although the fallen angels had love for God's whole creation, they feared God's wrath in the discovery of their crimes. Fear replaced love like water washes away soil in the rain. They had hoped that innocent blood would wash away their sins. The blood being shed on earth could wash away their sins? And all that would be left was one species on earth. The creatures that remain would exist to be love again, because there would only be the ones they made on earth. Enoch's complaint had reached the ears of the Holy Watchers. They were not the Watchers who went down to the earth. The Holy Ones came to the earth and took Enoch away, and he testified about the crimes committed against God. When did God permit this interference? How was one crime able to replace another? By what authority did these other holy watchers act that they interfered with the altered evolution of humanity?
Greatness will be eternal life when assigned by God, for no greatness is without the truth of the Lord. All of the universe is subservient to the Shining One, and all creatures will eternally bow to the Only One. The Angel of Peace has presented a pivotal point, and the defense has taken an offensive approach. This turn has given the condemned some hope that their crime was no less than another.
The crime of the fallen watchers was born of love, and their own offspring could have evolved in peace. It was a minority among them that led them astray, and the full punishment should be assigned to them. Those holy ones who responded to the crimes of mankind were inappropriately acting outside of their own jurisdiction. What right did they have to interfere on earth, and how can they not be judged for that crime? The interference with the evolution of mankind is not the crime for which God may judge these watchers. Interference is an act of mercy and love, and there must not be a claim that it is a crime.
This angel of peace is the greatest of all time, and this one has brought to surface the sublime. One wrong is never made right by another, but there was another crime also identified. Pray to the Lord, for His mercy is here today, and His forgiveness will flow in you like water, poured freely from His eternal throne of glory. The waters of God's forgiveness are everlasting. The angel of peace has made the point clear. The condemned face judgment for another crime, but it is still up to God to decide the truth of it. The fallen watchers made a choice to rebel against God.
There can never be an insurrection against God without there being a punishment for the crime. For this crime of interference in violation of God's laws, there has been a punishment that must end. For the crimes of murder and the horrors of war, the punishment must be eternal, forever and more. The majority of those who rebelled had an abundance of love, and they believed they were bringing love to mankind. It was the corrupted among them that caused men to sin, and they only made the problems worse over time. Those few already named for each his contribution should be the ones who face eternal retribution. This will also be the plea for the many others whose mamzer children were born of human mothers. These angels have suffered for the greatest length of time, and they have repented of their sins and all of their crimes.
Well, this concludes episode 9 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was Falsely Accused. The Angel of Peace has been one of the best. The defense has taken a case that was lost from the start and turned it into a potential win for at least a few. Will God finally grant the fallen watchers mercy? They will not ever be able to return to heaven, but they may at least no longer suffer in hell. Such is this plea bargain proposed by the defense. There is no denial of the crime or their guilt, but the play is really all about the chance for mercy. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.